بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now I could start by saying Ramadan Kareem, and your answer will be Allahu Akram. Many of you will start fasting on Wednesday, some of you will start fasting tomorrow. It really doesn't matter. All we know is that we are now at the doorstep of this phenomenal month called the month of Ramadan. It's just something else. So this is what we're going to do every day. Every day we're going to have the recitation of Quran. Today we will do Suratul Fatiha and Suratul Qadr, but starting from tomorrow we will look at every juz of the Quran, and I will explain this as I go along. We will do the three small du'as that are recited in the month of Ramadan. I call them three small du'as, but they're massive in the way they express themselves, and we learn about them as well. We will do an extract from a du'a that is recited in at Sehri, known as Du'a Abu Hamza Thimali. It's really, in essence, a long du'a, but my God, it's so beautiful. And then we're going to do our main topic for this month, which is journaling the Quran. Oh my goodness, I am so excited, and I hope you are too. So let's start. What we're going to start off first is for reciting a du'a. Now for me, this is really important. There are six things. Six. How many? Six. You got to remember. And we're going to do this du'a every single day. And we're going to do these du'as rather every single day for six things which the Prophet said in his sermon we should be doing for the month of Ramadan. So we'll go over the sermon bit by bit every day. But he says in this month, because he says, wa du'aukum mustajab, your du'as are heard. So now he tells us what to say. He says, fas'alullaha, ask Allah, rabbukum, your Rabb, biniyatin sadika, with an absolutely clear intention, wa kulubin tahira, in a completely pure heart. So what do we ask for? The first thing he said, I said there are six things. The first thing he said was, ask an yuwaffiqakum lisiyami, that you are able to fast. And I will explain fasting. It's not just keeping hungry and thirsty. It's fasting with all our senses. So he said, the first thing you've got to say is, I am able to fast. The second thing he said is, wa tilawati kitabihi, that I'm able to recite his book. And we're going to look at that as well. It's not just read, read, read like a parrot. La, 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 la. It is to read, to internalize, to understand, to apply and teach. So that was two things. The third thing he says, wa tubu ilallahi min dhunubikum. You know, pray to Allah, forgive, ask for forgiveness. In other words, repent. Tubu means to turn back, repent. The fourth thing he said, inna abwabil jinan fi hadha shahri mufattaha, the doors of Jannah are open. Fas'alu rabbukum an la yughliqaha alaykum, ask your Rabb never to shut them. So the fourth thing is, ya Allah, never ever close the doors of Jannah. They're going to open in the month of Ramadan, whenever you see it, whether it's tonight for you, whether it's tomorrow night. Then he says, wa abwabun niran mughlaka, number five, the doors of Jahannam are closed. Fas'alu rabbakum an la yaftaha alaykum, tell your Rabb never to open them for you. So that's the fifth dua. The sixth one was shaytanu maghlula, shaytan is imprisoned, he's behind bars. Fas'alu rabbakum, ask your Rabb, an la yusallitaha alaykum, that he never frees him. So now what we're going to do for the whole of Ramadan and for the rest of the year, number one, we're going to pray for Ramadan that we're able to fast, that we're able to recite his book, that we are doing tawbah, we're turning repentant for things that we've done wrong, that he always leaves the doors of Jannah open, that he always closes the doors of Jahannam, and that he always imprisons Shaitan. Six things, and I want it to come out of your ears, so by the end of the month, I mean, even without thinking, you'll be able to tell me this, okay? All right, so now let's look at the recitation of Quran. We always have to recite Quran. This is the month of Quran, so we've got to recite Quran. So let's recite Quran together. Today it's very short, but recite it with me. You ready? Come on. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم. Now because it is Surah Al-Fatiha, it's just so awesome. Let's recite, let's remember all our marhumin, pray for those who are ill, pray for those who are in trouble. It's a phenomenal surah. Okay, now we're going to recite Surah Al-Qadr, which focuses on this month. So we're going to recite it as many times as possible in this month, but recite it with me now. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. So now we're going to recite this dua, which is Ya Aliyu Ya Azim. Absolutely love this dua. It's so beautiful. So recite it with me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya Aliyu Ya Azim. Ya Ghafuru Ya Rahim. أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور، وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه، وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر، فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك، من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي، وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور. اللهم أغني كل فقير. اللهم أشبع كل جائع. اللهم اكس كل عريان. اللهم اقض دين كل مدين. اللهم فرجا كل مكروب. اللهم رد كل غريب. اللهم فك كل عسير. اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين. اللهم اشفي كل مريض. اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك. اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك. اللهم اقضي عنا الدين واغننا من الفقر، انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now one of the things we're going to look at every single day is an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. I absolutely adore this dua. It is probably one of the most awesome Sehri Duas. Now, it's really, really long. And somehow we find sometimes we just read it on the nights of Qadr. Sometimes we look at the book and we think, oh my God, it's such a long dua. How am I going to read it? So every day we're going to do a little bit. So who was Abu Hamza Thimali? Why is this dua known as Dua Amu Abu Hamza Thimali? So Abu Hamza Thimali was a companion of Imam Zain al-Abidin. My goodness, he was such an amazing man. And he learned this dua from, he was a companion of the other imams as well, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But he learned this dua from Imam. Now he memorized this long dua, and you will see when you look at the book, and you can download it from the site, from qfatima.com. It's a beautiful, beautiful dua. And like me, maybe, you can highlight the pages. I don't know whether you can see them. It's quite difficult. But I sort of highlight them, and then I write near them. I make my notes near them. So he memorized it. Now, 1 year, he was away from his family in the month of Ramadan. And it was time for Sehri. And his child's name was Hamza. As you can see, he's known as Abu Hamza, the father of Hamza. And Hamza heard his mom sobbing. It's so difficult to hear a mama cry, isn't it? So she was sobbing and he said, Mama, what's the matter? Are you missing dad? And she said, yes, that as well. But I missed the dua that he used to read during Fajr. I missed that Sehri dua. He said, don't be sad, Mama. I will recite it for you because I have heard my father recite it every day in the month of Ramadan and I have memorized it as well. So who was he? Well, his real name was Sabit bin Dinar. Sabit, can you remember that? Sabit, not difficult, is it? That was his name. You know what? Imam Ridha said that he was the Salman of his time. Such an amazing man. So he was the companion of four imams. Imam Ali Zainul Abidin, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, and for a short time, Imam Musa al-Qadim. You know what Imam Sadiq used to say? My God, when I read this, I think, what an awesome man he must be. So Imam Sadiq said that one day when he narrates that when Abu Hamza came to him, Imam told him, oh Abu Hamza, when I see you, I feel comfort and relief. Isn't that amazing that an Imam tells a person that when I see you, I feel my heart is at ease. There's also another story about him that I'd like to tell you. So he had a young daughter who once fell and she broke her hand. She broke one of the bones in her hand. He was so sad when he saw his daughter in pain. And he pleaded to Allah. He actually recited this dua. Now, when they took his daughter to the doctors to put the bones together and to bandage it together, the doctors couldn't find anything wrong. And Abu Hamza said, I am sure it is with the wasila of this dua of Abu Hamza that Imam Zain al-Abidin has taught me that has cured it. Isn't that amazing? So maybe from tomorrow, we will do extracts from the dua. I'd like you to know a little bit about him today. And from tomorrow, we will do some extracts from that dua. But today, I'm going to go back to the sermon of the Prophet from right in the beginning. So this is the sermon that the Prophet gave on the last night of Shaban about the month of Ramadan. Like I said, for some of you, this is the last night of Shaban. For some, it will be the first night of Ramadan. So let's see how he started. He said, Ayyuhannas. And it's always good to read the Arabic and then compare it to the English. Sort of know the translation. Ayyuhannas. Oh, people. Innahu. Indeed. Definitely. Aqbala. Coming to meet you. Ilaykum. Meet you. Shaharullah. The month of Allah. Oh, my goodness. And what is it bringing us? Bil barakah. What is barakah? Barakah is more than expected. Barakah is when something is dormant, that it's sleeping, to wake it up. So you know when you have that goodness inside you that's sleeping, it's going to wake it up. So it's coming with barakah. Wa rahmah. Rahmah is guidance, it's mercy. Mercy is guidance. When somebody loves you and is kind to you, they want to see you being your best. Wa maghfirah. Maghfirah is forgiveness. So there's three things this month brings. Barakah, more than expected thawabs, more than expected goodness. What is inside us that is sleeping, it'll wake it up. The goodness, it'll wake it up. Rahmah, that is mercy and forgiveness. Shahrun huwa indallahi afdalu shuhur. The month with which Allah is the best of months. So out of all the 12 months, this is the best of months. وَأَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ His days are the best of days. ولياليه أفضل الليالي. Its nights are the best of nights. وساعاته أفضل الساعات. Its hours are the best of hours. Can you imagine? He actually makes it. The prophet didn't just start off by saying its month is the best of months. He added, he made it big. He emphasized that the days are good, the nights are good, every hour is absolutely phenomenal. So we will continue with this sermon bit by bit by bit. And if you can memorize it, my God, it's the words of the prophet. And remember, the words of the prophet are really the words of Allah. It is He who has inspired this. But now we come to the most exciting part in my eyes, okay? And that is what we're going to do in this month. So in this month, we are going to journal our Quran. But before we do that, I want to explain some basic facts about the Quran so we understand and we know something about it, okay? So we've called this a juz a day. So there's 114 surah of the Quran. One surah, 114 surah. And it's in 30 ajza, one juz, 30 ajza. You know, in the Indian subcontinent, they say sipara or para. But in Arabic, it's juz and ajza. Was the Quran revealed like that? No. The Quran was 114 surah. And remember, it was revealed as on the Laylatul Qadr to the heart of the Prophet. And then over these 23 years, he revealed different ayat at different times. And then as directed by Allah through Jibreel, he put them together in what we have today as the arranged order of the Quran. It's not chronological. Chronological was different. This is arranged, but this is divinely given to the Prophet and he put it all together for us. So we have a book put together and it had 114 chapters. One surah is a chapter, 114 surah. To make it easy for people to be able to complete a recitation of the book in 30 days, it was divided into 30 equal parts. One juz is a part, 30 ajza. That is why we've picked this. So in the 30 days of the month of Ramadan, we'll be able to finish it. And I say 30 nights of the month of Ramadan because we'll always be able to do it then. It is also divided into seven. If you look at the bottom of your Quran, you will see there's a number. So if anybody wanted to finish the recitation in a week, it's divided into something called a manzil, and the plural is manazil. So seven manazil, 30 ajza. It has 77,807 words. Oh my goodness, isn't that amazing? Now, let's look at what else the Quran has. The Quran is divided into ruku'at. Maybe in the Indian subcontinent, they used to call it makra. Now, what is it? So basically, the Quran was sent to Russia, to a town called Bukhar in Russia. Now, the Russian scholars there thought, we want to recite this Quran. We want to finish the recitation by the 27th of Ramadan. So in other sects of Islam, they recite something called Tarawiyah. Tarawiyah is 20 rakats of salah every day in the month of Ramadan. So they wanted to finish it on the 27th of Ramadan. So if you know math and you multiply 20 by 27, it's 540. So they divided it into 540 ruku'at. It's called a ruku because as soon as they finished reciting it, they went into ruku. It was quite simple. And it's like an ayn, right? Like an ayn, you know, the letter ayn. And you'll find three numbers. One at the top, one in the middle, and one at the bottom. So what do these numbers represent? It's good to know these things. The number at the top represents the number of that ruku in the surah. The middle in the tummy, the number in the middle, is the number of ayat in that ruku. And the number at the bottom is the number of that ruku in that juz. Okay? So now if you look at the bookshelf in front of you, we have 30 shelves for the 30 days. Each shelf represents one juz of the Quran, 1/30th of the Quran. And you will find in this bookshelf, there are various knickknacks. Everybody has knickknacks in their bookshelves. So first of all, you'll see the books. There's either green books or golden books. Golden books are Makki, green books are Madani. The little knickknacks are literally what is in that particular juz. So for example, if you look in the first shelf, which we will do tomorrow, we have Suratul Fatiha, we have Suratul Baqarah, and it's up to ayah 141 of Suratul Baqarah, and then you have Quran City. Because Suratul Fatiha is in essence the whole synopsis of the Quran. It's a synopsis of the whole Quran. In other words, it's a summary of the whole Quran. So we've put that there. If you looked at the second one, for example, second juz, you have Surah Al-Baqarah, because Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest surah in the Quran. So the whole of juz 2 is Surah Al-Baqarah still. And we've put two knickknacks. One is a rainbow for Ayatul Kursi, and one is a window for Ayatul Bir. And when we do those particular ajza, that particular juz, oh my God, we will understand what it's trying to say. So hopefully you will be able to download this from the website, or you may be able to order it from the website, and you can have this big poster which you can see, and you'll never ever forget those juz, those ajza, and the surahs or the surah that are in there. Okay, so I hope you will be able to do this with me, or journal your Quran with me, and I'll show you how we journal in a minute. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do now, which is our main topic, is introduction to journaling. So to be able to journal the Quran means you're personalizing the Quran. So you are highlighting things to inspire us to love this Quran. So you see, all these ayat were put together in what we call a mushaf. A mushaf is the book in which all these ayat are put together. And you need some tools to be able to do that. You need some pencil colors. You need a ruler. You need a sharp pencil. You need an eraser. You need some scissors. You need some glue, because you'll do some cutting and some sticking, and you'll have to do these things. So I'm going to switch to my Quran to show you how we are going to start. So what we're going to do, this is my Quran. Can you see it? Okay. So what I've done, this is my Quran. If you look at the front, it has my name on it. And I've got little bits, little things on there which remind me of Allah. For example, one of them says that, let me just pick one of them. So this says, true peace comes from knowing that God is in control. This says, God will only give you what you would have asked for. My goodness, it tells me to do dua, Surah number 14, ayah 34. But we look at that. It says, God is love. It says so many things. You can decorate your Quran with ayat from the Quran. And when you open my Quran first, I've got a copy of Quran City, which you can download from the website. Go to qfatima.com and you can go to What's New, and we've put it on there. And I've got it up there, and I've got all the things that I would like to start with, okay? So first of all, I stick this on there. Now let's see, let me go back and I'll take you through the first thing. So the first thing I want to do is know, how do I start? When I've got all my tools together and my Quran together, and I've stuck my Quran City, how do I start? Well, I've got to do wudu. It's really important. I've got to learn to recite the Quran in Arabic. If I don't know, I should learn. If I know, I should keep on reciting. I should always say, before I open this into the surahs that I'm going to recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And we'll come to the ayah where it tells us to do that. I must always say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I must always say La ilaha illallah. Oh, and my favorite dua that the Prophet used to say. He used to say, Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. Make me put this Quran in my heart just as you have taught me. So you know what, if you don't know the ayah by heart, it's on the website, by the way. You can download it and you can stick it. If you look at my Quran, and I'll go back to it, I've written it up here. Can you see that? Walzam qalbi, can you see that? Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. And then I put a translation down there as well. Make me commit to my heart your book as you have taught me. That was the Prophet's dua. I mean, I've put different stickers as well. For example, here in the corner, I've put awesome. Can you see that? It's in pink. I don't know whether you can see it, but I've put 100% awesome, right? And then I've written little things at the side about the city, and we will learn this one at a time. But what I suggest you do is look at down here, which you have on the screen now, which is your entry requirements to Quran City. And then ask from Rabbul Hussein. Ask from the Rabb of Hussein, please guide me. Please, this book is something awesome. I want to learn it. I want to get to my personal best. I want to be the best in Quran. I want to be known through the Quran. I want to learn through the Quran. I want to be the best person I can be. Now, before I go anywhere else, I'm going to take you back to my Quran and Quran City. And I'm going to refer you to the moon up there. That's Suratul Qamar. Suratul Qamar is Surah number 54. Now, here Allah says four times. How many times? Four times he says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. I repeat again. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. Four times, ayah 17, 22, 32, and 40. So let me tell you what that means. First of all, the word مدكر. You all know ذكر. ذكر means to remember. A ذاكر is one who reminds. مزدكر is one who puts a little bit of effort in to be able to learn. A متذكر puts even less effort. A مدكر means a tiny bit of effort. Let me translate it. He says, we have made the Quran extremely easy for anyone who even puts a tiny bit of effort in. My goodness, month of Ramadan, we're going to highlight this. We're going to journal it. That tiny bit of effort, and he will make sure that this Quran goes into our hearts. Okay, so the idea is to fall in love with this book. So I hope you can write that, you can look at that, and you could write that, you can write the dua up there, you will stick this in, download it from the website, print it out and stick it in, and you'll be able to do that. Okay, now let's see what else we can do. So the first thing we're going to do is look at Surah Al-Fatiha. Now I'm going to go back to my Quran so I can show you how I've done Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay, here we go. Okay, so that's my Quran. So what I've done is, I've downloaded the building from the website, I cut it out, and I've put it into my Quran. I've stuck it into my Quran. Can you see that? And I've highlighted, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. So Surah Al-Fatiha, I need to know this, and I need to know its focus, which is written up there. So the focus tells me that this is the summary of the whole Quran. So I need to know that. I also need to know that this tells me how to find my success. That means, how am I going to find my personal best? And that is through this particular ayah. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And I've highlighted it in yellow. Can you see that? So it's highlighted in yellow. Hopefully you will highlight it in yellow. Now, let's talk about it, because tomorrow we're going to go back to Surah Al-Fatiha and look at it in a bit of detail. But today, I need you to focus on this. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Guide us, ihdina, guide us. Sirat is a path that goes from down to up. That means it goes from the earth to Allah. Now let's see what other things you can write near Sirat and how you can think about Sirat. So Sirat is a long path. It's a straight path. It is something that is wide so everybody can go on it. And it takes me to be my best. It has a defined direction. And it is ingrained within us. So hopefully, you can write some notes. You can write an aridha. You can write little notes which say, this is how I want to be. This is my personal best. Write it on little post-it notes and put it into your Quran. Or put it wherever you can see it, on your musalla, for example. So that every time you see it, you think, I want to be my best. And I would put one thing in there. Or rather, I put six things. Do you remember there are six things I said? That you're able to fast in this month, that you're able to recite his book, that you do tawbah, that the doors of Jannah always open, the doors of Jahannam are always closed, and Shaitan is always imprisoned for you. So tomorrow, we will start again with Surah Al-Fatiha. I'll only tell you a couple of things about it, and then we'll end. One of them is that the Prophet tells his companion Jabir, he says, Jabir, shall I teach you the best and most excellent surahs? And he says, yes, obviously, Bala. And the Prophet said, I will teach you Surah Al-Fatiha, the best of surahs of the Quran. He said, everything has a foundation. He said, Inna li kulli shayin assasin. Everything has a foundation. Wa assas al-Quran al-Fatiha. The foundation of the Quran is Fatiha. The whole Quran is literally a tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. Can you imagine? It's such an amazing surah. So with that, I'm going to end, and I hope that you will recite Surah Al-Fatiha. I hope you will start your journaling of your Quran, at least have all your tools together. So for tomorrow, when we look at Juz 1, you're all ready and raring to go, and you'll be able to do this, okay? So today, we end with another Surah Al-Fatiha for the marhumin, for those who are ill, for those who are in trouble. We will recite the dua for protection and the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah. So please recite with me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لي خمسة أطفي بها حر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاطمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد في معنى الله كريم. إن شاء الله I will see you tomorrow at the same time at 5:15. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت